The future of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, is uncertain under President Trump. The program started in the Obama administration and permits thousands of young people to live and work in the U.S. legally. But despite the uncertainty, two young entrepreneurs in Ohio want as many people as possible to apply. So they've created software that makes the application fast and affordable. Esther Honig from WOSU reports.
Like many millennials, Brooke Cohn and Natalie Bertrand met through a dating app. And it took Bertrand a few months to tell Cohn about her immigration status.
It wasn't the first thing she told me right when we started dating.
Bertrand got DACA status in 2014 during her senior year of college in New York City. Born in Peru, she was just 9 when her parents brought her to the U.S.
In Peru, there was a lot of instability. And at the time that they took the decision to come over, both of my parents had lost their job.
To qualify for DACA, Bertrand had to prove she arrived in the U.S. before the age of 16 and that she's been here ever since. The application process was complex. She spent weeks digging up old documents at her parents' home, the Peruvian embassy, and her old high school. It cost around $500 to hire a lawyer and another $500 to submit the application. It wasn't until Bertrand had to reapply for DACA that she came out to Cohn about her status.
Because she wanted some help with the forms and navigating her way through them.
A few months later.
Yeah, so I was thinking about Natalie and then at the same time doing my taxes. And I was just using TurboTax.
TurboTax is a software many people use to file their taxes on their own.
And I just thought, wow, what if DACA applicants had TurboTax to help them?
He means something like TurboTax. So Cohn and Bertrand are working on DACA Time, software they say will cut the cost and time of the traditional DACA application by more than half. Instead of hiring a lawyer, users pay $60 to use the DACA Time software. They complete the application's questionnaire and upload vital documents. And there's the option to have an immigration lawyer review the application before it's submitted.
We want to make DACA applications simple and affordable for as many DACA applicants as possible.
According to the Institute for Migration Policy, just under 2 million people could qualify for DACA. But since the program was founded in 2012, only about half have actually applied. Cohn says, according to their market research, cost is a major barrier. And immigration attorney David Leopold says a lot of people still don't know about the program. Others fear applying may make them vulnerable to deportation. If you apply for DACA, the government will know who you are and where you live.
And I think people are afraid to apply for it.
Leopold believes apps will never replace lawyers. He says online programs like DACA Time have tried to automate the green card or asylum-seeking process in the past.
And those have never supplanted lawyers. And the reason is because immigration law is extremely complicated.
Cohn acknowledges his software has limitations. Individuals with more complex cases, including a criminal history, are encouraged to apply using a lawyer. Matthew Nierman is an immigration attorney and an advisor on DACA Time. He says increased demand for immigration services will mean the need for more and more software.
Lawyers just can't keep all of that information hoarded for themselves any longer. People are more active than ever using the internet to collect the information that they need to file their own applications.
In his campaign, Donald Trump promised to do away with DACA, but as president, he has yet to come out directly in favor of or against it. For now, it's been allowed to continue. Cohn says the uncertainty adds risk to the long-term success of his business. But he and his team are undeterred. They'll enroll as many applicants as they can for as long as they can.
These dreamers, the ones I met at least, they just have the extra push because they know that they have to do 120%, 150% to make it in America.
For Here and Now, I'm Esther Honig in Columbus, Ohio.